Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit our website at friendsofkevin.com. So I'm really excited today. I got my friend Amanda Silva with us from Cast Iron Content. Good afternoon, Amanda. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
Living the dream every day, my friend. So, Amanda, today I want to talk about writing. Because I find that a lot of us just really aren't good at writing. And I know, like, for me, you know, someone will want me to come out to speak to the group. And they're like, hey, just shoot us over a quick bio. And I just cringe. I'm like, there's no such thing as that. I find it's really hard to write about myself. Do you see people struggle with things like that?
I do. I've seen this in several different capacities. I mean, I've been a teacher and an adjunct professor, and it seems like any kind of even assignment, you know, to do with something personal, people really sort of cringe and struggle. And I see this with a lot of clients who need to update their bios on their websites, or they need to release something for a speaking engagement, as you say, just some kind of little heads up, hey, this is who I am. I think what happens is we end up really getting too much in our own heads, and we sort of start self-censoring before we even get anything done on paper. And then because we know that, the task already seems more daunting than it really is. Like, we're already so mentally kind of cranked up about having to write about ourselves and then pick apart our writing and, you know, how we're coming across, that I think it seems like a way bigger task, way more challenging than it actually is, but it's because we're all just sort of our own worst critics and we're just so much in our own heads. So it's good to reach out to someone else and get some help.
Yeah, you know, it is really valuable, because I know in the past, one of my best blog posts, to be honest, it was good, you know. I'm like, okay, let my ego come in the room now. And it had a typo in it. So I shared it, you know, good content. And the first post I got, you have a typo on line 3. And it just, you know, just deflated me. And people like, yeah, he's right. Like, okay, people, I realize I spelled the word wrong. How about the content? Is it good? You know? But
unfortunately,
there's a lot of people can't get past it if they see a typo. It just kind of, unfortunately, it hurts your brand, right?
It does, and the unfortunate reality is it's not really about the typo, you know, because we're all guilty of them. We all do them. A lot of people struggle to keep up with their own thoughts. They've got all these ideas, and they're trying to get them down, and invariably, even if they go back and check, right, they're still going to be like that lingering typo. But the problem is the typo itself, right, wrong, or otherwise, signals a larger issue to readers, whether it's carelessness or, you know, not taking your work seriously. It becomes a much bigger thing than, hey, you know, you left out an A, or it should be ITS, not IT apostrophe S, or whatever the typo is. It's really never about that. It's about what that typo, what that error seemingly represents in a much larger scenario.
That's nicely said, because people just don't understand that. You know, you're being judged. That's your brand, you know. If it shows that, hey, you didn't take the time to make sure that it was error-free, how can I be comfortable with you to hire you? Because now I think you're careless. You're going to make mistakes that may impact my brand. So it kind of trickles down, unfortunately, right?
It does.
So
it does. And it's really a shame, because you could be the best in your field, but if it looks like you have any sort of careless or sloppy behaviors or habits, it's going to reflect on your business overall, no matter what that business is.
And that's where you come in as a professional writer. So I know sometimes people, like, you know, may be hesitant to spend money on that. They're like, oh, it's fine. Yeah, it's really not, you know, to have somebody, you know, because I have a tendency to write like I talk. And there's times I'll be typing, I'm like, dude. And I'm like, okay, dude doesn't go in there right now. That's not good. To be able to outsource that, because like you said, you know, I've learned, you know, like people told me, all right, print it out and read it. But, you know, because I know what I wanted to say, I'm reading what I think's in on the, even though when it's not, it's in my head, but look, God, I missed like two words in that sentence. So that's why it's
Mm-hmm.
better to bring in you and say, hey, read this, polish this up. Because it goes back to being a little kid again, when your mama said you only get one shot at that first impression. That's so true.
Exactly.
on your website and in your writing, right?
It's really true. And honestly, the vast majority of us are not good editors for ourselves. We're really quick to pick up on other people's issues and mistakes in their writing. But when it comes to something that we've written, more often than not, we're just too close to it. Even if it's something, quick and you know, not super personal to us, like if it's a press release or just a quick email even, anything that we create, we're already too close to the content itself. And our eyes can be really tricky. Like they will, I've seen it a million times, they will self-correct. They will go through and see a word that's misspelled and flip it in your brain so that it looks like it's fine. I mean, it's just, we're just not good at catching our own gaps. And that's really where the help of someone else with, you know, fresh eyes, someone who isn't connected to the content, they're not invested in the outcome necessarily. They're just really, truly looking at what exists on the page. And this really gets back to like not even just typos, but your messaging. A lot of times we really think we're saying or expressing what we mean, and we're not. And so if your message is getting lost or you think you're being clear but someone has questions, it's really helpful to have that separate set of eyes kind of go through and say, this is what I'm seeing. Is this what you meant? Or, you know, you told me that this was sort of a piece about X, but all I'm seeing here is Y.
That's really true. I find that my issue with writing is often an email. You know, I invite
mm-hmm.
someone on the radio show. I forget to tell them there's an online show. So they're like, where would I go? You know, I don't tell them how long the show is. I'm just like, hey, Amanda, I'd love to have you on the radio show. Let me know if you're interested. And, you know, and people get upset because they're like, well, I'd be interested if I knew what it was. You know, what are you offering me?
Right.
So sometimes it's, you know, you're, like you said, you're hurting your brand because, like, oh, I never mentioned the show to you before. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is what it is, you know, type of thing. So, again, you got to be really cautious of that, right? To, you know, if you're going to have something like the show, then, okay, if you have a standard letter, let you read it and say, okay, here's all the questions people should have. Clearly identify them in the email, and your response rate might actually be better. True, right?
Right, absolutely. It's so true. I mean, I think we all just assume that we're all always on the same page or that people know what we're talking about or that they're already with us, and that very rarely is the case.
Yeah, that is wrong, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, that's false. So it does help to have that, you know, that second check so that you don't have people like myself, you know, emailing you and saying, where do I show up? Say, well, wherever you want. Just call into the show. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, just call in, you know. But all kidding aside, it is amazing when I come across a website that someone has invested the resources in, you know, a writer, a proofreader. Because you look at it and go, wow, this is really impressive. So, you know, the more I talk to someone like you and meet someone like you and you put that thought in my head of the importance of writing, when I see it, I'm like, okay, this is what she's talking about. This looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a huge difference, right?
It does. And you know, I feel like in this day and age, everyone's so eager to have that online presence because that's the expectation of consumers kind of across the board, that I think there's sort of a panic to quickly establish something online, slap something up there, just have it be, you know, out in cyberspace so that you feel more legitimate, so that people think you're more legitimate. But the problem there is that if you do it quickly and you don't take the time to check all of your words and all of your branding and your messaging, you're going to be viewed just so negatively. At that point, you may as well not even have an online presence because you're going to be doing more damage than good.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that because we all have these goals. I want to blog X times a week or whatever. And it turns into like what I call a check mark. Hey, I said I'm going to blog twice a week. All right, I get those two blog posts up. I'm good. You know, they're up in the cyber world. And then, like you said, people look at it, go, you rush to get that done. And, you know, I don't even understand what you're saying. Your grammar is so bad. Kills the brand.
Right.
You're better off having nothing than having something poor. Correct?
Right. I would say so just because, you know, everyone's a critic and it's certainly easy for your competition or for anyone else to, you know, tear you down or devalue the worth that you do have because of really silly mistakes. And but again, also it's more than that. It's if your readers are confused and you're not connecting with your audience in a very impactful way, then you really probably don't have an audience to begin with. You know, you're not going to be getting those customers, those clients coming through the door.
So true. So, Amanda, let's talk a little bit about your services. Tell my audience what
sure.
you do then. How do you help them?
Well, so basically I just really want to be that check for companies, individuals to bounce their ideas, share, you know, what they intend to get out of their websites, their blogs, you know, any marketing materials that they're distributing. I really want to understand what their purpose and mission is and then do whatever it takes to support it through really good content writing. So, and that content writing takes on all different forms, whether it's, you know, blogging or rewriting the pages of a website, maintaining email campaigns, newsletters, press releases, whatever somebody needs, and however they are trying to express themselves to their wider audience, that's really where I come in, just to support them, ensure that they actually are making that connection and doing so in a really polished, professional way.
One of the advantages I find of speaking to someone like yourself is you'll ask me all those why questions and how questions. So I find that when I need help writing, you know, I'll show it to someone and they're like, well, how about this and this? And to me, it helps me sharpen my message too before it even gets mm-hmm. onto paper in my head. I'm like, oh, yeah, geez, Amanda, I didn't think of that. If I said A, someone may interpret it this way. So sometimes it's
right.
just even before you get there, it's so much better. You must get that all the time.
Yeah, and I do, like, getting back to what you were saying about, you know, so many of us as business owners have this idea, like, okay, I have to, you know, put up a blog post twice a week or whatever. You know, we have these running to-do lists in our heads all the time, and I'll have clients come to me and say, you know, I really would like you to write my blog post, and I'll say, okay, great. What keywords are we trying to you know, rank for? And they'll kind of say, I don't know what you're talking about. Or I'll say, what do you hope to get out of, you know, what are you using your blog for now? Like, what do you want all of these posts to accomplish for you? And if they don't have a clearly defined answer for that, then we have some more work to do. Because it's fine and good just to be blogging, but there should always be, you know, an express purpose behind why you're blogging about what you're blogging about or what it is that you're trying to get your audiences to do. There's always that call to action that should be behind the content. So if you can't isolate what that call to action is, then it's probably worth having a few more sort of exploratory conversations to determine what it is that you're ultimately trying to achieve with this content.
I agree with that because, like you said, we all just get into it. You know, you have to blog. So, all right, so we have about a minute left. So tell me who a good client is for you and how can people reach out to you to learn more?
Well, reaching out to me is easy enough. It's just my email is amanda@castironcontent.com. Phone number is right there on the website. I'm always available, email, call, text, whatever. And as far as, like, ideal clients, I mean, I've at this point worked with clients of all different sizes and scopes and industries. I really just love getting to know how I can help a specific brand or business sharpen their online, you know, or print marketing, whatever I can do to help support their brand. So if they, you know, even just want to have a chat, meet for coffee, talk about what they're doing, what they'd like to see in the future, I'm always open to just having that exploratory conversation and seeing how, you know, my writing expertise can better benefit them.
Awesome. Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thanks so much. Take care.
Have a great day. Bye now.